Yeah, I mean, yesterday we read that the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped over 1,000 points, right? And actually, the headline I was looking at on this specific media outlet was the third worst point drop in history. In over 124 years of the Dow Jones, this was the third worst point drop in history. And I mean, that's scary.
Right. Which, right? Which, by the way, that's
fact.
In fact, that is true.
That is true. Yeah. It was the third worst point drop in history, but nowhere near the third worst trading day in history. Right. We can go back and look at this. And that's my point, is to understand and to look at the percentage, not the point. So right. The Dow Jones dropped by 1,031.6 points or 3.6%. Both meaningful numbers, both significant losses. I don't want to downplay that it was not a good day in the markets. However, the media highlights this third worst day in over 124 years. That sounds worse than what it actually is.
Right, right, exactly. And this kind of leads us to our first point, which you want to remind people, and that is to kind of see through the headlines. And I think what you're saying there is you kind of have to look at this stuff with a grain of salt. And we won't get into, you know, media bias or anything like that, but you can kind of spin a story however you want to make it look. And if you want to make it look scarier than what it is, you can. And I think, you're not downplaying what happened, but again, you have to kind of read through a little bit through some of the fog that you might be seeing on some of these headlines.
Yeah, and the media wants to scare us a little bit on that, right? I mean, you look at the math and the point changes that we just talked about. A 1,000-point drop when the Dow Jones was at 20,000,
right,
is a 5% drop.
Bigger deal.
Right. Think about just a few years ago in when I was getting into the business. I mean, the Dow was at 10,000. Right. Now a 1,000-point drop is a 10%. I mean, so I'm always trying to weed through that and say, okay, what actually happened here? And for our listeners and for our clients, it's like, let's set expectations. Let's understand what's going on. And we can't let those headlines derail us from our long-term perspective.
Right.
Right. And if we're looking at investing, it's always long-term.
Sure.
It is. That's should be right in the word, is investing for the long-term. So if you're worried about losing 3.6%, and that's going to derail your financial future, that money should never have been invested in the first place.
Mm, that's a good point.
Because that's part of that's part of investing.
Right. I think also, too, the fact that we've been so non-volatile, I guess, so to speak, that's a very general term in the last, I mean, how many years now? Five, 10?
It's been a great run. And, right. and these moves are actually healthy.
Sure. Right?
A move like yesterday and today, the markets aren't performing great again. If that doesn't happen when things do go down, then things really get serious. So, to the point of derailing economies and stuff. So this is normal and healthy. And don't forget, we talked about this, 2 months ago, saying, hey, this will likely be a volatile year. The volatility will come back. Election years tend to be more volatile.
Right.
We never know what virus, what thing is happening. We got a lot going on.
Yeah.
I don't want to downplay that. Those are things that, you know, we're watching out for, but I just know we can't let those news headlines derail us from our long-term perspective. Stop, understand what it actually means, what the percentage is,
sure,
what is this doing to your portfolio, and then, you know, adjust things from there.
I think that's one of the pieces of value, or at least one of the ways that we can add value to people's retirement plan, is to kind of act as that buffer between maybe what an investor reads or sees on the news and actually their money and what and some of the decisions that we're making. I hope that we've kind of conditioned our clients to make sure that they're not getting bought into that. But again, it's probably something we have to have to continually fight, especially in these kind of weirder times that we're seeing.
It is. And really, it's about managing expectations, okay, right? So last year, I don't have the number exactly in front of me, but I mean, the Dow was probably up in the 26% range or something like that. You know, mid-20s, the S&P, you know, up 28 or whatever it was. I mean, these are great. It's a great year,
right?
Well, let's manage our expectations. Hey, it's not going to do that next year. Mm-hmm. Likely it could, but it's not going to always do that, or else everybody would do it. I mean, it wouldn't be investing. We
sure.
have have to have some of the volatility mm-hmm. in the market. That's normal. In fact, healthy in the long run for a market to have.
Yeah. And one thing that you've always brought up, and again, this will lead us to our second point here, is that when there are these bumps along the road, like we've had so far this week, there are always going to be opportunities that will arise out of that. Talk about that.
Well, volatility is an up and a down. That's the whole point. I mean, the volatility means the market's moving up. Some days it's moving down. And we don't know. We can't tell the future on what's going to happen. But we do, and we can realize that there's opportunities created when the market's down. And I'll give you one example. I think right now, especially in a more volatile year, volatile time, we have to be looking at maybe this is a tax advantageous time to think about a Roth conversion. Okay, so just yesterday, if you want to look at it this way, let's put a positive look at what happened. By the market going down 3.5% or whatever it was, if you did a conversion today, they just gave you a 3.5% discount in the tax that you would have paid on that conversion, right? A Roth conversion means moving money from a traditional IRA tax. It's taxable when we do that at whatever tax bracket you're in that year. Into a Roth, okay? And let's say you were in the 28% tax bracket, whatever it was. Well, hey, it's 3.5% less. Mm-hmm. Today, they're at another percent. I mean, I'm not saying you should be happy about that,
right?
Or be like celebrating the fact that the market was down, but we do got to look at the opportunities that are created there.
Yeah. And just on a personal note, I'm old enough to remember the recession back in 2008, 2009. And that was, if you know my personal story, that's exactly at the same time that my wife and I were doing the old Dave Ramsey plan and got out of debt. And I remember just being so positioned so well and hearing all the headlines, and really it didn't really affect us emotionally at all, because our day-to-day was so just steady Eddie because of the position that we were in. And we were able to see through that fog, A, and B, that was the time that we were opening up Roth IRAs, which is a thing that we teach and preach here and are huge fans of. And I look at where we are now financially, and probably a lot of that was perhaps built during that time, you know? And so it was such a great time to kind of get in and start saving for retirement because of the volatility of the market at that time. So as you're saying, this isn't a time to celebrate, but there's always going to be an opportunity that arises even out of a bump in the road like what we're seeing.
Yeah. And if it's more than a bump in the road, Jared, and if it ends up being, a true market correction and the markets continue to go down, well, let's look at it again. Say, okay, well, now we're down 10%. Where's the opportunity there?
Right.
A few years ago, in fact, let's go back just to December of 2018. Hmm. Just in the last several months, we've had conversation with people that say, wow, I wish I had really looked forward more back in December of 18, because those are some great times to be buying. And it's around the holidays and the markets are down. Well, that would have been a phenomenal time to put capital to work.
Sure.
Right. So again, it's looking at those things long term, looking at opportunities that are created from the volatility. And again, not, let's make sure we don't over centralize what the media is saying and some of the numbers, and read through that a little bit. And remember, investing's for the long term.
All right. We got about 30 seconds left. What should people do if they've got questions about this, maybe concerns, reading the headlines, seeing that it's an election year, watching all the craziness in the world? What do you tell people?
Well, I tell them to come see us. We'd love to meet with you, talk through some of these things. I think sometimes our job as a financial professional, as a retirement advisor, is doing some behavioral coaching and saying, not only the non-financial side, but specifically financial, what things should we look at right now? What shouldn't we be looking at? There are real risks out there. There are real things going on we gotta be careful of, but get a plan, meet with somebody like myself, one of the other advisors on the team. We'd love to sit down, visit with you, and really figure out a goal for your money. And that's what we love to do.
It's a real easy process. You can give us a call to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation meeting at 222-4236. Again, you can check us out online at taichesfinancial.com. You can schedule a meeting there as well. And you can always stop by our office. Again, we're located right on 19th Avenue Southwest in Wilmer. Just like Ben said, we would love to sit down, meet with you, and kind of weed through some of maybe the emotions of investing that you maybe seen on social media or watching the news. Again, and looking through those headlines so important when it comes to having that long-term vision on your retirement plan. Thank you for tuning in here today. I'm Jared Sebesta with this True Wealth Radio segment right here on KWLM. We'll see you next time.
Securities offered through Avantex Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantex Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through Avantex Insurance Agency. Taegis Financial Group is not a registered broker-dealer or registered investment advisory firm.